From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, and this is Marketplace Tech. Today is the day that your boss expects you might be spending some of your time at your desk doing some things other than work. According to Adobe Digital Insights, Adobe, as you may know, makes software that powers a lot of online shopping. Today is going to be the biggest shopping day of the year in the U.S. And while the goal is always to get the best deal, some of us might want to try to give a little to charity at the same time. There are a growing number of ways to do this. Karen Graham is Executive Director of Idealware, that advises nonprofits on using technology. Karen, thanks for chatting. Tell me about Amazon Smile.
The way that works is, instead of going directly to Amazon's main website to shop, a visitor would go to smile.amazon.com, and then they're prompted to choose a charity the first time they visit there that they want a percentage of their purchases to be directed to. And from there on, it's pretty much like the regular Amazon shopping experience. Some of the other ones that I'm aware of are iGive.
Okay.
And that's more of a coupon and offer-driven site. And there are a number of other ones as well. Good Shop, WeCare, Perkle. There's quite a few of these.
But you think that customers or shoppers shouldn't just let the giving part be the end of their involvement with charities that they choose?
Right. There's nothing wrong with just passively giving in this way. It can direct a little bit of funding to nonprofits that you support. And as a representative of a nonprofit, I'm certainly not going to complain about that.
Uh-huh.
But there's a danger of people feeling like, now I've done my job. I can check that off my list. I've given to charity. When really, is the 50 cents on your $100 purchase going to make that much difference?
Sure.
So my advice to donors would be, if you really want to make a difference, then really engage with that nonprofit organization that you want to support. Maybe get involved as a volunteer and also give directly to them.
For people who are listening who are back at work, are there ways for them to use their professional skills, which may be kind of techie, to give in other ways?
Some of the places where you can, as a nonprofit, find volunteers or as a volunteer, find opportunities are Volunteer Match, Taproot, Catch a Fire. It's almost like Monster for volunteer opportunities. You can look at online listings and find things that you can do in person, but also things that you can do from your home that use your professional skills.
So like website design or coding in some other way?
That's one example. There also are lots of planning and advising opportunities. So say you have expertise in marketing strategy, you might do a virtual consultation with a nonprofit to help them figure out their strategy and their plan.
Karen Graham, she's Executive Director of Idealware, which advises nonprofits on technology. Karen, thank you very much for talking to me.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
We've got a whole new season of Codebreaker, where radio journalism meets the Twilight Zone. This season, we got one question in mind: can it save us? Subscribe right now on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. We do the news every day. That news goes away, but our goal is to give you context on the big picture. One guy focused on that big picture has a big new book. Author and New York Times columnist Tom Friedman's new work is called Thank You for Being Late: An Optimist's Guide to Thriving in the Age of Accelerations. Tom, thanks for coming by.
Great to be here, Ben. Thanks for having me.
Obviously, accelerations is in the title. Can you define the term for us?
So I identify three what I call exponential accelerations in what I call the market, Mother Nature, and Moore's Law. So Moore's Law is a proxy for technology. Gordon Moore, co-founder of Intel, said some 52 years ago, the speed and power of microchips will double every 24 months. And it's held up for 52 years. And when something keeps doubling that much for that long, you start to get some really funky effects. So that's the acceleration in technology. The one in the market is, for me, digital globalization. Facebook, Twitter, PayPal, all those things that are being digitized and now globalized, that's also accelerating in an exponential way. And the last is Mother Nature. That's biodiversity loss, climate change, and population. So my argument is that these three accelerations in the market, Mother Nature, and Moore's Law are reshaping the world.
You have an example in the book about how a big company is using a contest, right? GE is using a contest to find a solution to a problem. And you describe this as a kind of a change from how big companies used to do this sort of thing. Can you talk about that?
So GE held the Great Fastener Competition. It was a fastener part for a GE engine. They went to one of the world's top engineering sites. They simply described what this fastener needed to do. And they offered, I think it was about $20,000 in prize money for whoever could take the most weight out of this fastener. In airplanes, you know, weight is everything. Weight's fuel, fuel's money. So they put it out to the world. Unfortunately, Ben, of the 10 finalists, not a single one was an American.
Yeah. So what does that mean?
It means we now live in a world where so many more people can participate
yeah.
and lift their income. But
And we believe in competition.
And exactly.
Yeah.
But it does mean we have work to do. So I have a quote in the book from a congressman from Minnesota
uh-huh.
Where I grew up. So he said, you know, back in the 60s and 70s in Minnesota, if you were like an average guy, worker with a high school or,
yeah.
or a college education, you actually needed a plan to fail.
Right.
And I guess the broad theme of my book is you need a plan to succeed now.
Tom Friedman, he's the author of the new book, Thank You for Being Late, An Optimist's Guide to Thriving in the Age of Accelerations. Tom, thanks for coming in and talking about this.
Real pleasure.
And speaking of accelerations, Google announced a neural machine translation system some months back, the idea being that the artificially intelligent system could learn how to translate between languages better. The way it was originally supposed to work was, for instance, you'd take a phrase in Korean and translate it to English, and if you wanted to translate, say, Japanese to Korean, the system would first translate it into English as the kind of bridge language between the other two. But then researchers discovered something interesting, that in a way, the system had created its own internal language to help it translate between foreign languages without using English. So, cool, but also a computer that invented its own language to talk to itself? Yikes. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.